For more now on details about the relief effort in Haiti, we're joined by Rear Admiral Victor Guillory. He's the commander of the U.S. Navy 4th Fleet. It has jurisdiction over the Haiti rescue effort. And we heard that yesterday President Obama pledged $100 million in aid to Haiti.
The people of Haiti will have the full support of the United States in the urgent effort to rescue those trapped beneath the rubble and to deliver the humanitarian relief, the food, water, and medicine that Haitians will need in the coming days.
Rear Admiral Victor Guillory, which part of that are you responsible for, or maybe all of it, the humanitarian relief, food, water, and medicine?
Well, good morning. As the Commander of Naval Forces Southern Command, I am responsible for the naval operations that are ongoing in this relief effort, the U.S. Navy operations, and the flow of Navy assets to the area of operations. Today, the USS Carl Vinson is on station with approximately 19 helicopters to provide direct support to the vertical lift of humanitarian supplies in accordance with the priorities set by the government of Haiti and the UN to help the people in this great time of need.
We've been hearing reports from Haiti all morning about that the airport is clogged with only one runway, that there's no coordinated relief effort as supplies begin to pour in. How do you coordinate all of these different efforts coming from all these different countries?
Well, the response to this devastating earthquake from around the world has just been tremendous. And while there is right now they're working through the amount of supplies that are being delivered via the airport, I believe those issues will be resolved over the next day. Now that we have more helicopters in theater and the coordination is getting better, communications is being improved with the various agencies and the government of Haiti, and I believe you will see relief in those areas shortly.
Admiral Guillory, we've heard that the seaport there at Port-au-Prince has been severely damaged. I'm wondering if the Carl Vinson is essentially functioning as Haiti's port, that you can offload to the Vinson and then use the helicopters to get stuff on land.
Well, that's exactly right. Carl Vinson has had a tremendous amount of capability, but in this case, it performs as a sea base. Essentially, it allows for the staging of helicopters, supplies, and to be responsive to the needs ashore. So while there's a tremendous amount of effort to complete a port survey and to open the port to allow a greater amount of supplies to come across the pier to the effort, initially, much of the work will be done by air, and the helicopters will be coming, for a large part, from the Carl Vinson.
Have Haitians been coming down towards the sea line there? Have they been coming towards the American troops?
I am not on the ground. And,
you're in Florida?
Haiti, I cannot answer that question. I'm at my headquarters in Mayport, Florida.
Admiral, we've heard some gripping, tragic, heartbreaking audio of people who need medical help right now. Do you have the capability to treat Haitians on board the Vinson? I do know that there's a medical facility on the Vinson.
There are medical facilities on the Vinson, but again, we are aligning those capabilities to the needs and the priorities as set on the ground. And those priorities are based upon the government of Haiti and the Commander Joint Task Force, along with the UN. So those medical facilities will be folded in and integrated into the medical facilities already on the ground in Haiti.
What are those priorities? Are you talking about like creating a triage list of things that you need to get accomplished first?
Well, those priorities are still being developed, but of course, the immediate delivery of supplies, the distribution of those supplies to areas where people have concentrated, the continued rescue of folks that may still be trapped. The priorities are many right now, but there's priorities are being addressed on the ground, by the folks that are there.
We're hearing from people there in Port-au-Prince that they haven't seen much change, that Port-au-Prince still looks like a war zone with people walking around dazed. And I'm wondering, what do you think might change over the weekend? By the time we return on Monday, will we see a different Haiti than we see today?
I can tell you that all efforts are being made to expedite relief to the people suffering in Haiti, and that the naval forces are arriving and tremendously large amount are flowing and will continue to over the days and weeks ahead. And that will contribute to the larger effort, the international response to Haiti. So like you, I expect to see the impacts of that effort throughout the next hours and days.
Well, now, for reasons that relate to the devastation of the earthquake itself, I mean, the government of Haiti appears to be AWOL at this point. The UN has taken an extraordinary hit themselves. Perhaps this is a moment to act unilaterally.
I'm not on the ground in Haiti. I believe that the active coordination is ongoing and that, again, naval forces will fold into those priorities being set to deliver aid.
What is the challenge? What is it that slows you down in getting the aid to the people that need it right now?
There's nothing slowing us down. We have had this carrier is in an aircraft or on station less than 72 hours from the earthquake. And we have forces flowing from around the world right now, the assets that we need to help, and from everything from conducting port surveys through the help for distribution of supplies to the areas that that are most devastated. So there is nothing slowing us down. The integration and coordination of what's ongoing, and again, I believe that we will see the impact of that over the days and weeks ahead.
Rear Admiral Victor Guillory, commander of the U.S. Navy 4th Fleet that has jurisdiction of the Haiti rescue effort, a busy man today, spoke to us from Mayport, Florida.
Full of can-do there.
Yeah, he seems confident.